The Torah tells us, Zochar Shoma Shabbos Lekodesho. And from here, Chazal deduced the mitzvah of Kiddush. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, or in the Rishonim, Achronim, how much of Kiddush is Daraisa. Kiddush Awayayin is a debate. We assume Kiddush Awayayin is Durabanan. So, nevertheless, everyone agrees that Kiddush is a mitzvah in our Torah, and that's why the Gemara in Brachas, Nashim Chayavas, Minat Torah in Kiddush, it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. But the Gemara says, Koshe yeshnu b'shmira yeshnu b'zachira. Everything's included in Shmira Shabbos is included in Zachira Shabbos. So that's pretty clear. However, there's a machlokas in the Rishon, how far does it go? Does it only refer to Kiddush? What about all the mitzvahs hayom? Shalosh shittas lacha mishnah. However, the Rambam Shita is, not only is Kiddush daraisa, but Havdalah is also daraisa. There are other Rishonim who say Havdalah is daraisa, but from a different pasuk in Parsha Shmini, Havdalah ben Kol Shocho, or in that area. But the Rambam Shita is, and many Rishonim assume it's only Darabanan. The Rambam Shita is an extension of the mitzvah of Zohar, that Kiddush and Havdalah are the same mitzvah. They're the bookends, that we have to mention praise of Shabbos in its entrance and in its exit. And therefore, Havdalah is a mitzvah in our Torah as well, like Kiddush. However, our meaning is, besides the actual Havdalah, on Shabbos we also do the Besamim, because that's a discussion, Yilusha, Neshama, Yisera, so therefore, to make up for it, you can smell spices. However, there's another... We have another minhag that we make the bracha borei ma'orei ha'esh on Shabbos. So, why do we make borei ma'orei ha'esh? So, the Mefarshim explain that it's to remember the original fire. The fire was created by Adam HaRishon. So, therefore, the fire that we're lighting the fire now to symbolize this event that Adam HaRishon, they rubbed two stones together and they got the fire. So that's the typical reason given for Motzi Shabbos, is to remember about the fire back to Adam HaRishon. As well, we also make Havdalah and Yontif, but a Motzi Yontif, we only make the halacha is we only make a halacha on fire on Shabbos, of course, if Yontif falls out on Shabbos. However, the exception to the rule is Yom Kippur, which is always a discussion. Where does Yom Kippur fit in? A stricter Yontif or a lenient Shabbos, or maybe not a lenient Shabbos? So the halacha is by Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the only other day where we make a Havdalah ala Esh. However, and that's not only just Yom Kippur Shachol B'Shabbos, but it's Yom Kippur during the week as well. However, there's one major distinction. Maybe there's more than one, but at least one major distinction is, by when it comes to Motzai Shabbos, we ignite a new fire after Shabbos is over, and it's Gozeichar Adam HaRishon when he created fire. But on Motzai Yom Kippur, the minig is to use a previous lit fire from before Yom Kippur. So why is Yom Kippur that we use a previous lit fire, well, Shabbos we don't? So Shabbos is Zecher L'Maisa Bereishis. It's a Zecher to the miracle that happened with Adam HaRishon creating fire. But however, as the Magen Avraham and others explained, the reason why we light a fire after Yom Kippur is we want to show that, look, even though normally on Yom Tov, it's a contrast to other Yom Tovim, even though on other Yom Tovim we're allowed to light a flame, Ochel Nefesh, there is no Ochel Nefesh on Yom Kippur, we can't eat. So they want to compare and contrast Yom Kippur to the other Yom Tovim. In other Yom Tovim, we don't make a Borei Ha'esh because you're allowed to make a fire, but Dafka Yom Kippur, even Yom Kippur, which isn't called Bishabbos, we take a previous existing. So it's definitely Lechatchila. It's a discussion in the postgame on whether if one did not have a pre-existing flame, would they make a bracha on a flame that they just created after Yom Kippur.